time for you to sound off.
You coming to be safe with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is how you get into the Sound Off line. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. And you may make it to the big show. Let's see what we got.
Mike, I don't know why you're getting all bent out of shape or the FPI index. Because 8 months ago, ESPN gave the Eagles a 45% shot of beating the Vikings. And you know how that went down.
Yeah, well, number's a number. When I see a number, I react to it.
Mikey Moose, I watched that Eagles game last Sunday. I saw an offensive line that couldn't block, D-backs that couldn't cover, and wide receivers that couldn't catch the ball. And I'm hearing rumors that Le'Veon Bell is coming to town. Who told the Eagles they need a running back?
Well, you don't think you do? Well, I'm glad you're satisfied with the running back. I'm not.
Hey, Mikey Miss. Listen, man, just the fact that the Bears are a 69% chance of making the playoffs in that division should ease your mind completely. Don't worry, brother. We'll be there when the whistle is blown.
Well, the Bears look like they have an edge while making the wild card. We just went through it there. I mean, who else is going to be a wild card team if you allow for the Packers to win that division? The wild card's not going to come from the East, right? And it's probably not going to come from the West. So they have a good shot. I think that percentage reflects pretty well.
Le'Veon Bell's running style is so unique to the NFL and requires such cohesion with his offensive line that to think that he can just hop onto another team and another offensive line at the end of the season and be successful, nah, just don't see it happen.
Oh, cause so you don't want him for that reason? Well, would you like to take your chances that a great running back could actually play well for you or not?
He's also the most patient back. They have
well,
a stat. He's the most patient back in the league.
That's what he's saying, though. That patience and getting to know his offensive line where holes are going to pop up would be problematic. I don't care if it's problematic. He's a good player.
So yesterday I had a long day at work, and I came home, took a quick shower, and had a really, really crunch for time. I had to run to the Oxford Valley Mall. I had to be there at 7:30. So anyway, I didn't have time to do my hair, so I threw on the backwards hat. And Mike, I swear to God, I was walking around that mall, and I felt like every person was staring at me.
Wait, you didn't have time to, quote-unquote, do your hair? Well, what's that?
Maybe he has, like, long hair and he puts gel in it or some sort of product.
Then put it in a ponytail if it's that long.
Oh, he product, he's saying.
Maybe he was a little disheveled.
All right.
I'm right with you with this analytics, and it's just driving me crazy. I'm 59 years old, and just to watch that game last night, to put a bunch of relief pitchers in, you don't have one starter on your team? Really? Like, what is this all coming to? Like, I don't understand. I wish somebody would please explain it to me.
It's disgraceful. Frankly, you know, you get one game playoff, you throw a relief pitcher in. First of all, the kid couldn't even throw. He was so nervous.
Side with Tyrone. You see what analytics did for the Phillies this year. I actually think Minnesota was a better football team with Keenum as the quarterback. I think Kirk Cousins is a fumble waiting to happen. We handled him when he was here at Washington. I don't know what the infatuation is with him.
I mean, you better look at his stats, man. His stats are great. So I don't know. You could say they're better. The team with Keenum as their quarterback. The Cousins has been pretty good for him.
But for the record, I didn't say that.
What? Say what?
He said he's with me. I don't agree. I don't. Cousins is an upgrade. I don't think that other guy can play.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm absolutely not okay if we don't make the playoffs. It would really piss me off. And what it would actually do is it would heighten the anticipation of not just the next season, but the draft. So, General Manager Missinelli, first three picks of the draft, do you go weapons for Wentz or protection for Wentz?
You got to grab a left tackle, probably. that's an important position. And Vaitai doesn't look like he's the guy. So I would probably go there before I would go weapons.
You know what I realized? Last season, even though we started off 3-1, we didn't look as dominant as we did for the rest of the year. We won some close games, if you remember. I'm interested to see what happens after this week on against the Vikes, because I think that's going to be what propels this team and that offensive juggernaut they were last year. Let's see what happens.
No, I agree. I mean, this is the time where Carson Wentz should be, like, coming out of the webs and start playing really well. So far, he's been okay. He has been sensational. So, yeah, this is an important stretch.
Michael, just want to shift gears real quick, buddy. I actually read an article today where kids who play video games in college or whatever, sports video games, are now called e-athletes. E-athletes for sports video gamers. Mike, there's another example that the world has lost its mind.
There's an e-channel, isn't there? There's an e-sports channel?
Yeah.
Esports channel on my cable.
Yeah, there is. The Sixers ownership group owns an esports team, and we have an esports show on this network. It's a big thing. I mean, we can ignore it if we want, but it's growing. Now, maybe it shouldn't be, but it is. It's very popular. People are showing up to arenas to watch other people play video games. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mike, I think the Eagles' problem is that they aren't taking into consideration that everybody they play against is going to give them 110% on the field because they're trying to beat the defending world champion. If the Eagles want to come out and set a standard for themselves, then you have to go out and give 120% every game after you become champion. That's how you can repeat.
All right, I got it.
Hey, Mike,
I have nothing more to say in this sound off. I'm pretty much tapped out, but go ahead.
Hey, Mike, let me explain a little bit about
is this the last one?
And maybe that number 49% won't scare you as much. Forgetting about division winners and wild cards, if all the teams were equal, then being 32 teams with 12 making the playoffs, the odds would be 37.5%. So that's the odds for an average team. To bump the Eagles up to 49%, the computer must be thinking the Eagles are a great team, especially considering the strength of their schedule.
Yeah, I'm done. Just close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like them.
Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
Oh, Sound Off, thank God. 610-771-970. I had no energy for Sound Off today, sorry.
Well, everybody's calls got on the air. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, I was tapped out.
Giving away all those great prizes.
Giving away great prizes. I put too much energy into today's show. Anyway, stay tuned. A big Flyers show debuting tonight. Jason Martinez and Chris Therrien, and then Joe Torti, and then he'll lead you in the Flyers versus Las Vegas Knights hockey tonight. I'll be watching every puck drop. Everybody have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fired up. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Nature Valley. When you unwrap a Nature Valley granola bar, you see granola because their ingredients are right there. The only thing you can't see, how much you'll love it. So try a Nature Valley. The Flyers drop the puck on their regular season tonight when they face the Vegas Golden Knights. You can hear the game right here on the Fanatic at 10. Our Fanatic Flyers show debuts next at 6 with Jason Martinez and Chris Therrien. The Eagles continue to prepare to face the Vikings on Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey and Fletcher Cox return to practice today. Corey Clement worked on the side. Derek Barnett and Darren Sproles were still absent. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 975thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzanelli on 975 The Fanatic.
Well, you all know sports betting and online gaming is live in New Jersey. Download the app I use. It's PlaySugarHouse.com. It's available on iOS and Android. Takes just a few minutes to get up and running. I love it. You enter your info. You get a username. You scan your credit card to load the amount you want to play. And you're in. And if you're in Jersey, placing bets is easy. When I'm down the shore or over the bridge, when One of the things I enjoy is taking the time to sit down and open up the PlaySugarHouse.com app. I look at the live lines, see what bets I want to make, and you hit the place bet button. It's really simple. Now, some interesting games this week. You got some college action with Miami and Florida State, and then Sunday Steelers and the Falcons, and a big card, and you can scan it all. PlaySugarHouse.com is the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey. Register PlaySugarHouse.com and check it out. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.